Of course, they still had their moments. Sometimes Obi-Wan forgot the former part of former Padawan and lectured or scolded, forgot they were both Jedi Knights now, both generals with equal responsibilities, men whose lives depended on their leadership. That was irritating. Sometimes he did wonder if Obi-Wan would ever truly see him as an equal, but mostly he didn't let it bother him. If he let it bother him, he might spoil things, and he didn't want that. 7 weeks after the Battle of Geonosis, not quite 3 weeks after Anakin farewelled without regret his Padawan braid, Dooku's Separatist forces launched a brutal multi-pronged attack on the Republic. He and Obi-Wan fought side by side, defending first Anoth and then Bakura. That was when they got their first sour taste of the monster Grievous. And then had come Christophsis, and everything changed. Looking back now, he realized that Christophsis and the subsequent missions to Teth, Tatooine, then with Ahsoka, had been the catalyst he'd needed to complete his transformation from Padawan to Jedi Knight. Glancing sideways at Obi-Wan, remembering his master's restrained but heartfelt praise of that mission, he felt a twinge of guilt. "I wish I could tell him about Padme," he thought. "The Jedi are wrong. Love doesn't weaken us, it makes us stronger. I wish Padme and I could show him that. He's very alone."
"What?" said Obi-Wan. "Is there a fly on my nose?"
Anakin shook his head.
"I was just wondering how much longer we'll be stuck here on Coruscant when every day Jedi and the clone troops and ordinary people are fighting and dying for the Republic, for freedom. It's been over a week, and it feels wrong to be safe here when no one's safe out there. Not as long as Dooku and Grievous and the other Separatists don't care how much innocent blood they spill."
"I know," said Obi-Wan and rested a hand on Anakin's shoulder. "If it helps, I'm anxious too. The sooner we defeat Dooku and his cronies, the sooner we Jedi can return to our first, best purpose, safeguarding peace."
"So you don't know anything?"
Letting his hand fall, Obi-Wan cocked an eyebrow.
"If you mean, do I know where and when our next mission will take place, then I must disappoint you. But don't be in too great a hurry to leave, Anakin. The longer this war continues, the less frequent will our respites at home become. Enjoy Coruscant while you can, my young friend. Something tells me we'll become strangers to the temple soon enough."
A shiver of apprehension ran down Anakin's spine. Leaving Coruscant meant leaving Padme, and it seemed scant moments since they'd been reunited. When he closed his eyes, he could smell her subtle perfume, feel her fingers on his skin, her skin beneath his fingers, taste her tears of joy. Missing her was agony, their separation torture. Not that he resented the chance to do his duty. He meant every word he'd just said to Obi-Wan. He was desperate to see the Republic victorious against the Separatists. Already this war had brought him to despair, and the longer it continued, deeper would flow the rivers of blood. "We should never have let it get this far," Anakin thought. "If we'd been stronger, the Separatists would never have become so bold. We should have stopped them. The blame is ours. What use are the Jedi if we refuse to use our power for good? Why have power at all if we're forbidden to wield it as strongly as we can?"
Obi-Wan nudged him. "Your apprentice has finished her task, Master Skywalker."
Anakin winced.
"Don't call me that. It doesn't sound right."
As Obi-Wan chuckled, Anakin looked down into the dojo to see that Ahsoka was indeed done with her 50 repetitions of Nyman Form Level 1. She was panting, her tunic damp from her exertions. Training lightsaber still engaged, she stared hopefully at the balcony.
"Not that I wish to tell you how to school your Padawan," Obi-Wan added, "but I think she's had enough for one day. What say you and I give her a demonstration of some more advanced techniques, hmm?"
Anakin smiled.
Sparring. There was nothing he enjoyed more than sparring, especially against Obi-Wan, renowned as one of the temple's most accomplished and formidable duelists. They were so attuned to each other now, after years of crossing lightsabers in sport, that in many ways it was like dueling with himself.